Welcome, dear friends. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. I hope you're peaceful. I hope you're happy. Today we're going to be talking about overcoming perfectionism. And it's a subject that came up because I got a watercolor set for Christmas, which I was very excited about. So I set up the paper, I set up the paints, I set up the brushes. And what I found was, as I was trying to get started, I found it very difficult to make the first stroke. And I noticed that sense of anxiety that I had. And I was thinking about why I was feeling that, why it was so difficult to get started. And I realized that what was underneath that was a sense of needing for it to be good, being afraid that what I would produce would be really bad. And it reminded me of something that a friend said to me a few years ago in the Sangha that I went to in York. And I was talking to him about facilitating the mindfulness session that evening. And I was talking to him about, you know, getting this right and getting that right. And he asked me a question that that absolutely blew my mind, which was, does it need to be perfect? Does it need to be perfect? And it's such a simple thing. And in some ways, it's such an obvious thing. But sometimes we don't stop and ask ourselves that question. Does it need to be perfect? And I realized that whenever I was facilitating that evening, the mindfulness session, that I did want it to be perfect. I didn't want to make any mistakes. But of course, it didn't need to be perfect. All that the Sangha evening needed was for someone to facilitate. They didn't have to be perfect. And thinking about whenever I was trying to paint for the first time, that's what my mental block was with that as well. And sometimes we're not very kind to ourselves. And we don't necessarily give ourselves permission not to be perfect. We don't give ourselves permission to be wrong sometimes. And we don't even give ourselves permission to feel the anxiety around that. We try and block it out. And the way to get around that, of course, is to be present and in the moment. And so eventually I did pick up the paintbrush. I did dip it in the water and I did dip it in the yellow paint, and I started painting. It was a landscape of a beach, and it turned out not to be the greatest painting that was ever painted. But of course that's okay, because I really enjoyed the process of painting the beach. I really learned as I was going along. And so we shouldn't put pressure on ourselves to feel that we have to be great at everything that we do. We don't even have to be good at what we do. We just have to be. So today, what we're going to try and do is to let go of perfect. We're going to have a 20-minute guided meditation with the usual quick introduction. So firstly, focusing on our posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, your feet flat on the floor, if you're seated in a chair. And bringing our attention to our bodies, noticing if you feel warm or cold, noticing if you feel tense or relaxed, noticing the sensation of the clothes in your skin, your legs on the chair. Bringing your attention to your thoughts and your feelings. Becoming aware of each thought as it enters your awareness. So that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It could be a sad thought about yesterday. Just noticing each thought, identifying what feelings you have attached to that thought, letting it go. And gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, bringing your attention to your breath, noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Seeing my fear of being imperfect, I breathe in. Smiling at my fear of imperfection, I breathe out. Fear of being imperfect, smiling. Giving myself permission to make mistakes, I breathe in. Enjoying the opportunity to learn and grow, I breathe out. Permission to make mistakes, learn and grow. Seeing the roots of my fear, I breathe in. Smiling to the roots of my fear, I breathe out. Roots of fear, smiling. Accepting myself as I am in the present moment, I breathe in. Feeling joy to be myself, I breathe out. Accepting myself, feeling joy. So opening your eyes, stretching your back and your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your body, or changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of peace in the last few moments, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to practice with you. And don't forget to ask yourself the question, does it need to be perfect?